But what's exciting is we have an incredibly rich database, including quality of life that Alice Kornblith has done with her colleagues with several hundred patients. We have a compliance study using an electronic pill bottle for capecitabine that includes like 150 or so patients that we've got the data on that Ann Partridge is doing.
When is that going to be ready?
I don't know if we have all the six cycles of the compliance on the capecitabine ready, but should be very shortly. We have indirect data on tamoxifen and other things, and we know compliance can be very variable.
What do you think you're going to see in terms of compliance with capecitabine here?
I think it's going to be pretty high.
I mean,
My bias is it's pretty high.
Knowing that they're doing electronic, yeah. I mean, you know, they ought to be trying pretty hard.
I think to consent to go into this trial, you have to think about it, old or young, and probably there's a bias when you go in that you're going to do the therapy, that you're motivated enough to do it. Now, the problem with electronic pill bottles is we know when you opened it, but we don't know what you did with the pill. You know, it
could be down the commode. Right.
Apparently, there's technology to look whether you've taken it, short of looking at blood levels. But I think the compliance will be good.